Hey there, and welcome to Speak Easy with Kendra Fisher. Join me each week as my guests and I take a deep dive into all of the conversations we've been taught are better left unsaid. No more silence, no more hiding. This is a safe space where anything goes. Today on Speak Easy, I'm joined by one of the co-founders of Coldshire, Michael Spivak. We're here to discuss the benefits of cold plunges and saunas, not only on our physical health, but also on our mental health. Good day, friends. I'm here with Michael Spivak from Coldshire. How are you, my friend?
Doing well.
I had to do the whole check-in here before we started speaking, and we just had a little laugh about the fact that I didn't know how to pronounce his last name. And Michael, like myself, has some love for hockey. And we were laughing at how poorly commentators do on names. I was always lucky because Fisher was a pretty hard one to mess up.
Yeah. You had some good role models before you, you know?
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. I was going to get into it today. I did my homework and I was checking into it before we were going to meet for this podcast. And I found out the hard news that you're a Red Wings fan. And I was so excited to like lay into you. But as a Leafs fan, I can't do that today.
No, you know what? It was Red Wings phase was more of the younger days when I was like growing up until I hit like 15, 16 years old when the Zetterberg, Datsyuk days, like that was that was my area. Yeah, I wasn't too much of a Leafs fan, but I would say I'm more on the Leafs side now, but I still have
Okay, so you're hurting a little today too then.
Yeah, it's, you know.
That was a hard one to watch. That was a hard one to watch. Like to see Marner get another goal, but other than that.
Yeah.
So I want to dive right in. I learned of Coldshire years ago, actually. I think I saw the original Dragon's Den episode when you guys were pitching the idea. And for those of you who don't know, which won't be many, but Coldshire, you tell us a bit about Coldshire first. Who are you guys? What do you do? What is your product?
Yeah. Funny enough, actually, we're re-airing on Dragon's Den today at 8 p.m.
I did hear the news. I did hear.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So
super exciting. It's going to be like a recap video of all the progress we've made since doing the deal. And what's pretty unique about this is that they only pick, I think, two companies every year, essentially, because every year a new season comes out.
Yeah.
And those two companies come from the previous 8 years. So they're basically picking two companies out of the last 8 seasons based on the success stories.
And you're one of them.
And we're one of them. So I'm like, what the hell did we do to deserve this? So I thought
I was
grateful for it. Very lucky. Essentially Coldshire is a cold plunge manufacturing company where we manufacture different types of cold plunges, ranges all the way down from $300 up to $12,000 from your residential to your commercial spots, which is something that's been really big this year and the next coming years. There's a lot of new contrast therapy, commercial retail shops opening up left, right, and center. And it's nice to see that the modality is really spreading its wings through many different types of channels, which is what we wanted to hear. Because I remember 4 years ago when we were developing this product and no one even knew what this product would even look like. No one even knew what a portable tub meant.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was almost impossible. And everyone around me was saying, what are you doing? An ice bath for $5,000? Like, what? Who's going to buy that?
Why would anybody do that?
Are you nuts? And it was like as close to me as like my family and my friends and like people I grew up with. Like everyone was doubting it, and that's a normal entrepreneur hero journey. And as an athlete, as an entrepreneur, as a worker, whatever type of career you're going down the path, there's always going to be people that don't see the vision of how you see it right away, and that's normal. That's good. So then it takes a lot of courage and perseverance to go with what you truly believe in life. And to me, it's been a lot of reflection on that, especially these last couple months. We launched 4 years ago. No one even knew what it was about. And our first way of activating was, okay, let's get people into the cold plunge, right? If people are doubting it, let's get them to try it because I know how good it feels and I know what the benefits could feel for me. But everyone's got their own experience in life. So why don't we have you try it for yourself? And then tell me it's a phony.
Yeah.
So that was our way. We did 60 events in our first 4 months in business. That was three to five events a week. And it wasn't like I had a team at the time. It was just me and my business partner, Dan.
Yeah.
And he also had a newborn baby too. So he was going through the grind, and we were grinding it out all day, every day. Super, super woman of a wife. And we were just going at it, events after event after event, introducing more people to the cold. And now here we are. We went on Dragon's Den. We got investment. We've been able to innovate our products, come out with new products. And just really our ethos is trying to serve the wellness community to the highest standard, not coming out with things that are not at that standard.
So, I mean, rewind. So Cold Plunge was kind of like, I mean, when I think of Cold Plunge, I think of Wim Hof. Like that was kind of the voice. That's the quote unquote trendsetter in terms of how most people would relate to why is anybody getting in ice water for any like logical good reason. And so when you started this, was this like a modality that you believed in? Did you have an experience that kind of drew you towards this? Or was this like, I'm going to capitalize on the fact that this is getting trendy and I think I can supply a product?
Yeah, good, great question. I would say that the companies that are hopping on board between this year and last year are, I would say, coming into the trend and be like, oh, I'm seeing Plunge, I'm seeing Culture, I'm seeing all these companies crushing it. Maybe there's some room for me to come in and make some money. For me, at the time when we started 4 years ago, there was no company to look at. There was no market to see. The only company that was really around then was Plunge, but they were like 5-6 months into their business. And they weren't as at the size that they are now. And then there was like some companies like Morozco and Blue Cube, but they were selling between 30K to 50K products. So what I saw at the time was there was a gap in the market. There was a gap in providing something to the community that was more accessible. Mm-hmm. At the time, Plunge was in America and Canada, shipped that thing over here. The duties, it was made out of acrylic. It was hard to get in. The accessibility and the barrier to entry was a little bit high, at mm-hmm. least we thought. But I didn't think about that when I was launching it. I was very much into my own practice within myself. I got the chest freezer from my garage, took out all the frozen meat and fish that was supposed to be in there. And then I took it out, brought it to my backyard. And this is in January. And I just filled it up with water. I never plugged it in because the hazards of plugging in something that's not meant for humans, and it's just not safe, and there's no point of me risking it. And it was January outside, and 5-6 years ago when I was doing the cold plunges outside, it was actually -20. Now 2025 winters are not even close to as cold, which is pretty crazy. So I started doing that every single day. But what got me into cold plunging was I am a breathwork instructor, but at the time that was my full-time gig. Okay. I was going around teaching men's groups, co-ed groups, many different types of formal sessions. And I was so into the status of really diving in and taking many different courses and learning from many different types of gurus in the breathwork space. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit and I'm like, wait, I was doing breathwork groups for many types of people. Everyone's stuck in their house. Started at the time, there was that app that came out called Clubhouse.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that.
I'm not familiar with it, no.
It was an app where people came together in like public groups and like spoke, and there's like speakers. It was a really trending app when COVID hit because everyone's stuck in their house, and this was a way for people to connect under like-minded topics and things that people wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I was very much into the breathing groups, and then started seeing, cold plunging, breathing, maybe those two can go together. And I started listening to people. I saw Wim Hof a little bit. Then I watched a little bit more about when he was doing the E. coli ejections and seeing that he could really control his autonomic nervous system with consistent practice of cold therapy. Mm-hmm. And I was so into the breath. And there's many different types of techniques to get to where you want to go. And I'm like, okay, let's see how I can control my breath in the cold. Mm-hmm. And let's see what emotions I could move through and process through in the cold, because I was doing it by breathing and many different techniques. So I was like, okay, put the chest fusion in the backyard. I'm going to do a 60-day cold plunge. This is like right when COVID started, so 2020. And I was, my process was, I'm going to cold plunge every single day, but not only, and am I going to do it every day, I'm going to document how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what's coming up for me, and what my breath pattern was. So I was like, okay, I'm going to document this journey. And then also I'm going to share all the things I'm documenting to my Instagram social on just my personal page. So I started off one day, 2 day, after like the third day, I had people starting to DM me and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Nuts. Why? Like, what are you doing? Like,
what are you going into freezing negative 20 ice water when you have no reason to go into it?
Yeah.
Because people didn't know the reason to go into it, but yeah. I had my own reason to go into it. Yeah. So it was my own process. So I loved it because it was sparking curiosity in the people watching, and that's what I wanted. I wanted people to get curious about it by showing my authentic, vulnerable self through the process of what I was doing. And then after like the 10th, 11th day, I had one friend. He's like, "All right, you know what? I'm coming to try this out. I'm seeing how you're feeling. I got to try this. I just have to."
Yeah.
I had one person come. Then after a couple of days, I had two people come. And slowly, by the end of the 60 days, I started having 10 to 15 people come to my house every single day. We would do 5 to 10 minutes of breathwork prep. We would all go into the cold plunge. Depending on how I felt, we would maybe use the sauna. But at the time, I was all about really, really going into the cold, prepping yourself with breath, and then coming out of the cold and warming yourself up with breath. That was my whole entire ethos at the time. So I would use the sauna here and there because I viewed the sauna as a little bit of a cheat code when you're using it to go into hot after. But now, yeah, now my view is a little bit different. But
the shame is gone. There are benefits there as well.
Yes. There's benefits there as well. So infrared sauna is fantastic. We'll get into that after. But essentially, that's how it started. I had people coming to my house. It was during the times where everyone was trying to be more disconnected, and I was the guy that did not believe in anything that was going on. And I knew what the power was in bringing people together and getting vulnerable and getting authentic together, seeing the power within myself and the people around me and my family. So if I was able to provide an environment, space for my friends and peers and people who are following me to come and do that together, for me, that was fulfillment. For me, that was success at the time.
And I love it so much because so much of your product and the, I haven't even had a chance to share it yet on my socials, and I've been negligent in that, going through my own stuff and haven't even set it up yet, let's be honest. But I mean, I've partnered with you guys and I have the tub sitting in my garage ready to be set up, and I am going to, because I understand it. But the reason that I was drawn to it is exactly for the reasons that you are talking about, working through emotion, working through how our nervous system responds to it. For me, I'm very interested in it from a mental health perspective, which is a lot of a piece of it that people don't necessarily consider. It's really easy to wrap our heads around the concept of applying ice to an injury. It's really easy to wrap our heads around the concept of how beneficial a cold plunge would be in physical recovery following physical activity and inflammation and muscle recovery and. But the piece of it that I love hearing you talk about is that whole journey of kind of sitting with yourself and learning that resilience piece and forcing yourself into discomfort to learn how to manage it better. And so what led you? I mean, was it something... I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised to get on here and meet you and hear, like, well, I kind of would have, because I know a bit more than maybe the average person, but it wouldn't have been so shocking to hear, like, yeah, I started this because I wanted to recover and I wanted to, what led to this? I mean, it's not a common modality. It's not a common part of people's wellness programs. And a lot of people do think it's a trend. A lot of people are sitting there going, like, okay, cool, like, ha, 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 jump in an ice bath for a minute and my life's going to be better. But there's a lot behind this. So what led to that? Like, why this modality? And why have you invested so much of yourself into it? Because, yeah, great entrepreneurial story, amazing success story, Dragon's Den, investors, how cool is that? but it sounds to me like this is centered around a journey that is far more personal and productive. And I think that that piece is the part that I'm so interested in making sure people hear.
Yeah. 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 Great question. And I love that you want to talk about that, because a lot of people just want to talk about, like you said, the journey, the milestones along
like
the way.
Like, that's cool. That it's cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, I admire it and I love it. But the reason that, you know, I kind of sought you guys out, and the reason that I'm sitting here with your product in my house, and why I'm about to start the same journey that you just described, is because there's a lot in life that we don't know how to manage, and we don't know how to work through in a way that gives us a great life still. We sit in it, we stew in it, we don't work through it, we don't learn how to deal with things differently. And I think that this modality is something people really need to learn about.
I love it. I love it. I'm excited to get into it. You hit it on the nail on the head. I tell people all the time, there is a many different types of businesses that I could start that I would crush, probably make lots more money and way easier to operate, manufacture. Yeah. This is a challenging, it's a challenging, but the most rewarding business I would ever choose and would ever be in. It's not something you can just get into. There's a lot of technical aspects to it, making a product, like many, it's so complex to it. But the real reason why I'm doing it is because it wasn't ice baths that really got me to where it was. It was all the journey before I started doing the ice baths. The journey before what really got me into breathing and why I believe in it so much. And that process of me working through inner child healing, working through trauma healing, that's what got me to the place where I felt confident enough to be like, okay, I'm ready to take this out to the world. If you met me 6 years ago, you probably wouldn't recognize me. You would recognize certain parts because I'm bringing back who I am. But there's conditions of me where I didn't feel worthy enough. I didn't feel the confident self that I am now to be able to go out there and speak to the world and share with what I've experienced and the thoughts and the wisdom that I've gotten through the process. So that's really what's gotten me towards this. And then when I looked at ice baths, I was like, here's a strong modality that I can explore and I can experiment to help me further progress through the journey I was already on. Mm-hmm. So the people who are like, is it just a trend? It's because they haven't really dove into what is truly in there, what's mm-hmm. truly inside of themselves. And for me,
and don't want to.
And don't want to. Yeah. You have to be curious too. And I'm a strong believer in, and it's just how people operate. It's how I operate. Sometimes in order for us to make a change, we have to hit rock bottom. Yeah. The pain has to be big enough for us to be like, okay, I'm ready to go. Yeah. But if the pain's not big enough, if life is too good and you're just nonchalanting through it, why do I need to go in an ice bath?
Yeah.
So that pain has to be bigger than going to the ice bath. And the reward of going into the ice bath after has to be worth it because of the pain. Mm-hmm. So pain is there to serve you, and throughout majority years of my life, I was a victim to the pain. So I didn't want to go into the ice bath, right? Because if I'm a victim, why would I go into the ice bath? This pain is out to get me. It's out against me. Versus if you just
and it's outside of you. It's it's something that's happening to you instead of something that's happening within you.
Exactly. And then what does that create? That creates a mindset of I'm not taking ownership for my life, and my responsibility and my keys to my car is in someone else's hands. So I'm not driving my car anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the ice bath was so intentional. Like growing up playing hockey, my trainers always used to be like, get in the ice bath, like get in the ice bath. Like I used to go into it from a perspective of like, my legs are hurting, my body's hurting. Let me just go in there and suffer and get through the pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I started taking the practice a lot more intentionally, then the whole entire thing started to change. I actually started to feel more benefits.
Yeah.
Right. Versus going in there, right? Because the difference between me receiving the benefits and not receiving the benefits is based on my intention with it, mm-hmm. but also based on my openness to receive it, right? If I'm going in as a hockey player when I was 16 years old, my trainer's telling me to go in, I'm fighting the pain.
Of course.
So if anything, I'm actually doing more harm than good because I'm resisting the power of the cold.
Yeah.
So like Wim Hof, for example, he's so receptive to it. He's able to inject E. coli and not let it harm him because he's already, his vessel is opened up to receiving all the benefits, all the power, all the wisdom that the cold holds.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of the people are like, oh, this is a trending market. Yeah, it's because you haven't fully dove into yourself. So maybe it's not actually the best modality for you.
Yeah.
And I'll go for it.
I was just going to say, and I think that that's so key because I think that wanting to participate in your own healing and in that journey is so key in having any modality serve you, whether it's, you know, therapy. I can go sit with a therapist and I can bullshit my way through an entire session and I can manipulate the conversation so that I never have to be uncomfortable. And all that we result in is I'm not actually affecting any change on what it is that I need to work through. And I think that that's very true of, you know, things like an ice bath or a sauna or yes, there are tangible benefits. And I think that's why people are drawn to them because we live in a world where tangible benefits are, we want the measurables. We want to be able to step on a scale and see the number change. We want somebody to be able to hold it up in black and white and say, this is doing this for you. And that's all it takes to convince us to keep doing it. A lot of people don't work past that to a place where it's, I need to believe and be open to learning a new experience. And as I learn that, it's going to potentially be a little more subtle in terms of how the benefits appear in our lives. But long-term, those little changes and subtleties are going to be so much greater than those like tangible measurables. And that's one of the other things that I'm setting out to do with Coldsure is I'm also partnered with another company that has a tech that allows me to measure my nervous system response to different practices that I'm engaged in. And so that's the piece that I want to be able to share. I already know the answer. I already know evidentially because I know how it makes me feel. I know what it is to build resilience. I know what it is to build a practice of consistency that supports my mental health and my well-being. But I can convince a lot more people to understand it if I can say, and also look at the difference it has on my nervous system. Look at the impact this has on my ability to recover. I also live with a chronic illness that is inflammation-based. Look at the difference of how well I am able to manage this chronic illness using different modalities that we wouldn't necessarily seek out or want to, because it's not easy. But I think that's the best part of it, right? I mean, the things that benefit the most in life, they're not the easy things.
No, definitely not. Jordan, I don't know if you've seen him on Instagram, Jordan Ferrone, he's been an ambassador with us for 2 years now. And he was just at our HQ the other day to shoot some content. And part of the content is us in the ice bath.
Yep.
And he gets out and he's shivering a little bit. And I look at it and I'm like, this doesn't get easier. He's like, nope, I hate it every single time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's fucking go. He's like,
yeah,
this is why I do it. And I'm not stopping. He's like, I don't like it. But that's the point. I don't want to like it.
No, like it's, that's not what teaches us, right? Like, I mean, if you're somebody who's going to buy into the fact that going for a walk every day has an impact on your mental health, well, you don't just get to walk when it's sunny out. You should want to walk when it's snowing out. You should want to walk when it's raining out because that adversity is what builds resilience. It's what builds our ability to endure and live through life with peace, not thinking life's happening to us.
Yeah.
So exactly. I think you and I could just do this for hours. I think this is a problem. So you did mention, and I'm going to ask because I mean I watch your Instagram stories. And I saw the question go out the other day on your Instagram story. What would you call a sauna? Mm-hmm. You know, what would a good name for? So I'm guessing that there's some intention behind potentially, you know, the question, just the question. Let's just pretend it's just a hypothetical, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
So we've been working on a sauna for over a year now.
Okay.
And we actually piloted a launch in March when there is a Toronto home show. It's the biggest show in Canada.
Yeah.
Around home renovation season. And we brought our prototype there to the show, and the feedback that we got was incredible. Where we ended up providing some, we ended up selling a bunch of the sawdust to it, and then we paused because we went through manufacturing our new Chiller Pro.
Yeah,
so we had to pick and choose opportunity cost, allocate certain resources to that.
Yeah,
lots of money, lots of time, lots of investment to the new chiller. So we kind of paused the sauna, and after we completed the launch with the Chiller Pro and all the hard work, we picked back up the sauna. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the point of we're pretty much almost ready to launch it. The goal is in the new year. So
I love
looking
it.
To come into the new year with a bang, and trying to figure out what name we could call it.
I know, I was laughing. I actually responded to you. I was like, there's such a unique issue you guys have, because how do you brand a sauna with cold in your name? So yeah. I figured you got to go with something like thaw or defrost, or like you're going to have to make a play on the culture name.
I know. Some people are like this year for us, 2025 is going to be I feel like it's going to be a rebirth of a year for us. Yeah. It's going to be lots of change. This second year, we're going through lots of trials and tribulations and so many lessons that really has helped us gear up for a really strong 2025.
Yeah.
And coming out with the sauna, we're coming out with many more wellness modalities too. So there's going to be, the catalog's going to expand. So there might be a scenario.
Do we get the insider tips today, or we got to wait?
I could tell you about the sauna. I could tell you that we're coming out with the sauna, although I want to save the surprise about the features that we have coming in the sauna.
I love it.
It will be infrared, and we'll have two versions coming out, indoors and outdoors. We know the Canadians love the outdoors, so we're setting ourselves up for that too.
Yeah.
But there might be a scenario where we might have to go for a little change of culture.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
We're kind of positioning ourselves to not just provide the cold plunge. We'll always be known for the cold plunge, and that's going to be the baby that we're always going to innovate and come out with, and always continue to be the leader in that sector.
Yeah.
But now there's opportunity for, hey, you're buying a cold plunge, what else would you like to curate your wellness space?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of going to position ourselves as a one-stop shop for creating your wellness space in your house or your commercial space.
Which is incredible, because I'll be honest with you, I'm somebody who also believes strongly in red light therapy, and I'm also somebody who wants the benefits of a sauna. And so, I mean, I've had to shop around, I'm not going to lie, because it wasn't available with you guys yet. So good to know. I'll have to keep space in my garage for the expanding catalog.
Yes.
Why? So again, this is going to be one of those things where it's like the next trend, right? Like, we've played out the ice tub, and now everybody's preaching saunas. Same benefits, different benefits. Why should people be considering this as part of their wellness journey? Again, just beyond that, like, initial, this feels good. Which after a cold plunge, it really does. But
I would say, so I've been experimenting I've been saunaing for a very, very long time. And my business partner is in the Eastern European culture. So they call it banya. So we go to banyas for a very, very long time, which is just another word for sauna. And I've been going between wood burning stones, electric stones, steam, versus just pure infrared, and then also infrared mixed with the stones in one sauna. I've personally found over the last 3 months, I've been going pretty intense with it. I haven't missed a day, not a weekend, not a day without a sauna. And if I'm away, I'm making sure to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing that I'm actually feeling a lot more benefits using the infrared sauna versus the stones. That's just my own personal experience, my own personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know that you can't get as hot as, for example, like a wood burning stove. Like, I have one at my office right now. We're using that every single day right now. You can't get as hot. But for me, I've realized that the intention is not really about the heat. I think as long as you get to 140 Fahrenheit, 150 Fahrenheit, you're kind of in that sweet spot with infrared. And I've noticed using infrared, I've been only using saunas at night. If I use saunas in the morning, I tend to, it kind of winds me out.
Okay.
I get too tired in the morning. So in the morning, I only stick with the cold. I don't really touch anything else. Although I have customers and people that use both in the morning, they get that energy boost.
Okay.
But for me, it's not hidden there right now. But at night, I was using the infrared and I was having the best sleeps I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing was like really hitting that. I've done many different modalities before I went to bed, and doing the infrared with only one session of cold and doing two of the infrared, and I would end it on hot.
Mm-hmm.
I would sleep like a baby. I've noticed when I did the rocks at night, I would sleep good, but I wouldn't feel the relaxation that I got from the infrared.
Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting.
So we can be expecting infrared to be incorporated in the sauna.
Yeah, we can expect the infrared. But there is a lot of people and myself where I still like getting to the extreme heat. I like getting up to the 200s, 220, 240. and I like what I like about the stones and the rocks is that I feel like that sauna brings more of a community aspect.
Okay. And so cool, like not even something I would have considered is that piece of this too, where you have created not only an opportunity to have wellness at your fingertips, but also the community that comes with it. And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't necessarily consider, is the benefit of like-minded people focused on wellness and an opportunity to experience that together. And I think that we've gotten away from that so much. We're such an isolated world at this point, and we tend to go inwards in a not healthy way. And I think that that's a great point.
Part of the healing journey, part of the hero's journey, is that people forget. It's like, yes, go spend time with yourself, go meditate, go do the things yourself. But none of that actually gets activated until you integrate what you've learned and metabolized in reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I can go do all the healing I want. I can go do millions of hours of breath work. I can feel good. But the moment I come back to my family or I come back to my friend, that's the moment where you're literally tested if you're going to go back into your old patterns or you're going to integrate the lessons and the data that you got.
I love
that. So everyone can go ice bath and sauna as much as you want. But if you're not taking those tools and that lessons that you're getting from the tool into the real world, then there's not much movement being made. So like even in my Instagram bio, I say coaching integration. It's all about integration. That's where the real work actually begins. And then like in the arena, when you're practicing, that's in the breathwork and the infrared and in the ice bath, that's the practice.
Yeah.
Then you got to apply that to the game.
Yeah. And I think that's so key. And I think it's something that I can relate to easily with athletes and other athletic minded people, is that whole notion of practice. And people don't necessarily consider some of the wellness modalities that they're using as practice. It's just task-based, right? It's like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lift heavy things. I'm going to go jump in cold water for a minute. And I'm going to go sit in a sauna because somebody told me it would be good for me. But in truth, if that is the extent to which you are utilizing and you're not truly practicing the benefits of what those things have to offer, then you're missing so much of it. You're missing the opportunity to maximize so many potential benefits. And yes, you're still going to get the physical benefits of just doing things that are good for your body. But I'm so much more interested in, and obviously, I mean, with my own mental health journey, I'm far more interested in being able to treat my body and mind as one. And I don't want that separation. I don't want a distinction between, because at the end of the day, when my mental health is off, my body feels like crap. That's you can't have one without the other. And so these I think are just two incredible options for this. Now, today you're going back on, or it's being re-aired. Is it re-aired or is it a new actual episode tonight?
So it's essentially in the middle of the episodes. They put like a recap. They do like a 2 or 3 minute segment. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
CBC never shows me anything before anything goes live. All they tell me is it's going live.
I love it. I love it. Who's your investor again? We should share that because she's
Michelle Romanoff.
Michelle Romanoff bought into this wholeheartedly. Does she use the product?
Yes, she does use the product. She got one of the Pro Plunges at her house.
Incredible.
Here. Yeah. So that was like the first thing right after we signed the deal, they came to the HQ.
Yeah. Then
that's when we were preparing for launch with the Pro Plunge.
Yeah.
And they were a big part of that in helping us get that off the ground.
Amazing.
And when she saw it for the first time in person, she's like, all right, this is the one I need. So that was the one she got.
And so for everyone else who watches Dragon's Den, and it's just like it's a dream. It's a, you know, it's great. Nobody really understands it. There is a lot of continuity afterwards. There's the involvement. There's the, you know, she's still part of your journey.
Yeah. She's, I would say out of all the dragons, I haven't had experience with the other dragons, so I can't really speak on it too much. I can just hear what I hear from other people, but I would say she's been very, very hands-on. Right when we initially got the deal going, everything was signed, which was a very smooth process. I thought that the diligence process was going to be way more taxing,
and yeah, it
really wasn't. So she was a pleasure to do that with.
Amazing.
We met for like 40 something hours of just back to back meetings and like going over, hey, what are your challenges? Okay, where's the roadmap? What's the vision looking like? How
That's
can we
awesome.
Help? Where do we need resources? And just dove really deep into all those things. So really have to keep the ego at the door.
Well, as with anything, right, in life, when you realize that for something to succeed, you've got to let it be a lot bigger than you. And it's that's the gift of having mentors and guidance from people who understand things differently, because it's hard, I find, when you have passion and when you have purpose invested in something, it's really hard to step away enough to let somebody else treat it like it's as much theirs.
Yes. And even back to what we were talking about before, the cold plunge, the sauna, the modalities, the breathing has helped me be able to be in that scenario, right? That there's a scenario where I was feeling nervous, right? I was feeling all of these emotions, but if I didn't have the tools, if I didn't have the practice, who knows? Maybe in those meetings, I wouldn't have been the person that I was then. And who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have gotten the deals. Like even right before going and pitching to the dragons, like live on set, like we were nervous. Me and my business partner, the nerves were there.
Of course.
You know, the armpit sweating was down the whole shirt. Like we were freaking out, you know, we were forgetting lines. And what brought us back was like, okay, let's remember what we practiced, our whole entire journey to get to where we are here.
Yeah.
So we started doing some breathing. We started getting into the present moment and we went in and we actually slammed it. And it was amazing. And like literally right before we went, we did a practice set with our producer. And right away, boom, lines are missed. And I'm like, 5 minutes before?
Yeah.
And
I'm just like,
and that was a moment where I was like, okay, what are our values? Me and Dan came together. We're like, we got this. We got each other. We're going to make this happen. We went on, banged it out. No stops. So it all comes back to the foundations, back to the principles. It doesn't matter what the circumstances in life. I'm using the tools that will help me get to where I want to go.
And I think that's so key. And I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be doing justice to having this conversation with you if we weren't also considering the entrepreneurial side of this, and people are going to be interested in how you, I mean, it's such a unique startup or way to start up. It's such a unique kind of journey and such a privileged journey that you guys have had to be able to attain that level of funding and have that kind of guidance from somebody who's so clearly, you know, responsibly and successfully engaged in business and business practices in a way that there's no way you guys would have had that experience otherwise. But I think it goes to show the power of truly believing in what it is that you're presenting, because you can memorize lines, but I mean, anybody can call that out. Anybody can call out if you're selling something that you truly have no belief in. And I think that that also adds value to your product and your company, kind of that culture that you guys provide is, you know, this is something you guys genuinely believe can make a difference in the world. because nobody goes into ice tubs for the sake of like, it's not like you're just picking a product and being like, okay, cool. Let's sell people a giant bathtub full of ice. Like, if you're not actually truly believing in the purpose of this, you're not getting anywhere with that.
No, no. And that's, in the end of the day, when they were investing, they're investing in the product and the numbers and all that stuff. But majority, when, at least of what I've learned from investors, is they're investing in the founders. They're investing in you.
Yeah.
And there's I'm the type of guy that you're going to get what you see. I'm not changing my ways for anything. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going to go for. And if we want to be on the same team and ride together, let's ride. Let's take it to the moon together. Yeah. And I'm lucky to have a good business partner that values the same philosophy of how we want to really approach this together. Like, we could have been like, no, you know what? We don't need any investors. We don't want to give away any equity. We can do this all ourselves and they'll be the big men. But we're like, okay, we want to grow this thing to where we want to go over the next couple of years. And why not? Let's get the experience that we don't have, so we don't have to go through the trials and tribulations that we would have went through. So we can like skip us a couple steps, you know, instead of us not knowing this logistics forwarder that can help us save 20% on cost, you know, we can just have a person come in who's been doing it for 20 plus years that has the forwarder that already knows it. And we can be like, hey, cool, awesome, we just got it, versus going years without finding one. And I see people around me all the time. And that's why I find myself extremely, extremely fortunate to have the people that I have around me. And that's, in the end of the day, that's to me what it comes down to. One of my biggest values, family, community, it's one. And it would be much harder to be an entrepreneur doing this alone and not having people to go to and talk to and having friends to chat about when they're going through their own entrepreneur journey, and we can connect and talk about our feelings and talk about advice and next steps and how we're approach this strategy.
Yeah.
That's a massive, massive part in all of this. And I know entrepreneurs that went through it alone and went through those struggles, and I feel for them as strong, and I consider myself very fortunate to have the people that I have around me, which played a huge part in getting to where I got, because it probably would not be the same.
Well, and it's also the ability to drop the pride, drop the ego, drop the I know it all. And that's a hard lesson to learn in life, and one that I think we all learn time and time again if we ever overcome adversity. I know for myself, I mean, I was forced to quit Team Canada because of my mental illness. And it was just kind of this piece of like, how do I let go of who that person was supposed to be enough to accept that I don't know how to be the best at this. I don't know how to be the best at recovery. I don't know how to be the best at getting better. But I was so stuck in that pride and that ego of, okay, but I just made Team Canada. Like, this can't just be something I can't control. And it's really learning to let go and give up what we have no control of, and instead control the things that we truly do. And it was such a humbling experience, and continues to be day in and day out. I mean, I'm much older now and a lot further along in my journey. And still to this day, I find myself having to really check in and remind myself to be aware when it's my pride in the way and preventing me from moving forward or opening myself to people who have the ability to help me, and truly allowing those people in, because I don't do it well. I don't do it easily. I'm like one of those people, like, put it on my shoulders. I will carry this. I got this. But it's amazing how incredible the journey becomes when we open ourselves to allowing others in. And it sounds like you have been blessed with, one, the ability to drop that ego when it comes to allowing people to help you on your journey, but also people who are like-minded and want to grow with you.
Yeah. You hit it on the head. And look, I still struggle. It's, you know what I would call it? I would call it maybe the founders, or I would call it the high achievers. Like, we just want to strive for the best. And I still want to carry everything on my shoulders. And this last year of business was the learning lesson for me. Was like, okay, it's time to delegate. It's time to learn how to not have to do everything. It's time to learn how to empower others around you to be able to take on the tasks that you normally would do. But now it's time to find people that are better than me and empower them to be better and excel in their own potential. So like that was the whole phase of like hiring people, firing people, finding what works, finding what gels. And now I'm blessed. We have a really, really strong team right now. So very excited for the new year.
And I love
I'm getting better at delegating. I'm getting so much better. And everyone,
it's a constant journey.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And I'm like, oh, like now I'm getting like, I'm getting pretty good. And I'm like, oh my God. I see things opening up now. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Take this. Just take it all.
Yeah. I don't want it. And then it's like, oh, now I got I'm nothing to do now. No, but it's true, right? It's so hard because I feel like it's ingrained in people who strive for excellence in anything. I think it's ingrained in us to do the whole, well, if you want something done right, do it yourself. And what a cop out, like what a cop out. And I've learned that. And it doesn't mean that there's not times that absolutely is my first thought. I'm like, well, crap, I should have just done this myself. But no, because if somebody is helping me and they have failed me or they have done something that makes me feel as though they have failed me, I would say 90% of the time, if I actually sit with it and think, it's because I didn't give them the ability to be successful with me. I didn't share. I didn't communicate. I didn't empower. I didn't give them the knowledge they needed to understand what it was I was hoping for back. And it's such a cool lesson when you can kind of hold that mirror so close to your face and recognize that if you're going to put yourself out there for anything, you better be really, really, really sure if you're going to blame somebody else. Because at the end of the day, it's really easy to give up control of the things that are going wrong in our life, but it's never going to get you any further ahead.
You hit it on the head. You hit it on the head with that one.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to come hang out at headquarters someday soon.
You got to come.
Get cold and get hot.
The sauna cold plunge sessions and convos are there's nothing that are matching it right now these days. Literally every day for the last, so I do this thing every year since we started the company Q4. I get like a wood burning sauna at the office, and the whole entire team was just like cold plunging and saunaing before, like during the day, before we start the day, and then when we end the day, one of those times.
Yeah.
The last 3 months we've been having like new people every day. Missing a day. Like I haven't missed a day. It's kind of ridiculous.
That's incredible.
But it's so fulfilling, and it reminds me every time of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And blessed to have the reminder. And like you said, it's a constant game of rechecking yourself. It's a constant game of reminding and reminding and being committed to the reminder.
Yeah. And how beautiful is it when you can incorporate the thing that you know makes you better in life as part of your work? Like how blessed is that?
So it's honestly a crazy blessing in disguise. Although it's so funny, all my friends are like and family, they're like, you know, I'm not surprised the type of company that you have. Like it's not surprising at all. Because when I was like 2018, 2017, I was very much preaching around the philosophies around life and what I was learning through the work and through the process. Everyone's like, oh, I wouldn't picture you doing anything else.
Yeah. Well, I think the really cool thing about that, and you know, I hope you're proud of yourself for it, but like kudos to you, because it's real easy to be preachy. It's real easy to shout the words. It's real easy to say, hey, I'm here to show up. I'm here to do this thing. I'm going to, you know, words are great, but when there's no action, they're just words, and they become, you know, they become negatives in other people's lives. When you're not standing behind what it is that you are representing, it becomes negligible, and that's not a safe space for other people. So good for you for truly sticking with your practices enough to be able to share that with the world in a way that gives them access, both affordably and in understanding and education, to access something that can have such a great impact on their wellness journey. So I mean, I appreciate people like you. It's great.
We had a brand session yesterday with the whole team. It was like a 3-hour workshop going through like our values of a company, our ethos, where we're going, what's next. And a big part of the values was the word integrity.
Yeah.
You know, and when we started talking about it, I'm like, we're all here. Some of us are selling it. Some of us are marketing it. Some of us, that we have the engineering team. We have the customer support side. We have the operations side. So all these different divisions in this company that's making one whole piece.
Yeah.
And I was talking about integrity. I'm like, I know not all my employees are on the same page about it as me. Mm-hmm. And am I going to force them into it? No, that's not my plan here. But everyone can find their own form of way of practicing bettering themselves, practicing health, prioritizing health and wellness. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be you going in the ice bath. It doesn't have to be you going in the sauna every day here at the HQ. It can look like you going to a yoga class. It can look like you going and spending time with your family more than the times that you're doing it right now.
Yeah.
It could look like you having a deep conversation. There's many forms of way that you can practice the culture of what cold plunging represents.
Yeah.
And integrity is a huge piece of all of this. I'm like, guys, we can't just sell a product that none of us are really part of. We have to really find our version of a cold plunge, whether that's you going the cold plunge or something else.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
It's all about integrity, because then the customers, the people we work with, the affiliates, the partners, they're going to feel the authenticity through the piece of integrity.
Yeah.
And if the integrity is not there, then people are going to be like,
I don't
really feel what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I don't really feel it, I'm never going to take that chance. There's no way in hell I'm jumping in a cold plunge if I don't actually believe he believes what he's telling me I should do.
Right. Because the integrity is a ripple effect. It's like you throw the rock in the ocean and it creates the ripples, but the rock has to be thrown and the rock has to land.
Yeah.
If the rock doesn't land, there's no ripple.
Yeah. That's amazing. Michael, my friend, I am so grateful for you sitting here having this conversation with me today. I appreciate you so much. And I'm so looking forward to working with you guys for years to come. I'll definitely keep space for the sauna edition. And I will be sure everybody who's listening, as I said, I've partnered with Culture, and you'll be able to see that journey for myself as well. I'll make sure I share those experiences out on my socials. So thank you very much for joining me here today. I have a feeling we'll have many more conversations to come.
Many more. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of Speakeasy, where we believe conversations are meant to be had out loud. Share this episode to help others find our show, and don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also join me at KFisher30 on Instagram as I travel across Canada and the US tackling the current mental health crisis with colleges and universities.